Hello.
Hey Brian Force McGee, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, we had an appointment. My assistant Sid set it up for today. Have I caught you at a bad time?
What's this appointment for the house?
Yes, sir. Sarah Ancourt.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is a fine time.
Okay, perfect, man. So how's your day going? You already start the weekend?
No, just left the doctor's appointment.
Okay. All right. Tells you to eat more vegetables. I get it. All right. Well, cool, man. So, I've been reviewing, what Sid, wrote down, and, I looked at your property and what you got going on. So, kind of, tell me a little bit about, you haven't been able to get a contract on the property. It's about 70 days on the market. What are your thoughts right now?
I mean, we've only had a few showings, so the gentleman yesterday said something about maybe a cash offer, so I was just looking to see what kind of cash offer we were looking at.
Yeah. Cash offer makes sense in some circumstances, and in others it does not, which I'm sure you're aware of that. So, basically, how much do you owe on the property?
We don't owe anything on it.
Okay,
It's
so pretty
paid off.
okay. Okay. And are you still living there, or have you already moved?
No, we're still living there.
Okay. And if it's, I mean, so I give you I'll give you a cash offer if you want. I just want to, just talk and make sure that, that's going to be the best thing for you, if that's all right. I mean, but basically, I mean, you're already in a position with your, MLS listing that, you have the largest audience in the world that, would be able to buy your property. So, oftentimes when you're already on the MLS, a cash offer doesn't necessarily make sense. I mean, you could slash your price right now, 10%, and still come out above a cash offer. I mean, is there a reason why
Okay.
I've done that? I saw
No,
you
I
did
mean,
price reductions already.
yeah, we were just because I was just curious to see what the cash offer would be, but I mean, if it's not going to be as much as we're asking for it, then I won't be able to take a cash offer.
Well, yeah, man, because there's two ways that Brian, I'm frank, okay? I'm just going to tell you, what it is. Our solutions work for a lot of people, and some of them they just don't. So I'll just so you know exactly where we're coming from. So when we buy a property as an investment or as a transaction to renovate and resell, we're working with two different pricing models. If we were to rent the house out and do it as a hold as an investment type property, we typically want to see the rent being around 1% of the purchase price or even higher than 1%. So that being said, given your sales price right now of 389, right?
Yeah.
That's what you have it listed for. 389. We would want a $3,900 a month rent payment, which I don't think is a realistic expectation. So that wouldn't work as an investor offer for us to buy it for cash at the price that you have. So then
Okay.
we talk about what does a transactional situation look like? Transactional situation would look like, we have to buy it, hold it, renovate it, and resell it, and then capture the same cost you have when we tail sale the deal. So I'm a realtor as well, so I do enjoy the benefit of retaining my 3% side. But other than that, we have, 7 to 10% in closing costs, and we have our costs and all that cost money. So we have basically, in our industry, we have basically 30% in cost and profit overhead that we have to count on when we make an offer on house. I do see that your property is probably listed at the top of the market for pricing. I have several different pricing models that I use to get an average, and I see your house probably should have been listed in the beginning at around 380, maybe even 375, given that, we're getting into the latter part of the selling season for the year. So maybe that's why, your property didn't get the traction that it is. I think the more aggressive pricing structure and strategy right now is the best thing for realtors to do. So you might want to have a conversation with your realtor and just say, hey, you know, can we get more aggressive in this pricing to get more showings? And I'll give you a great example. We just flipped a house in Ruth or Glenn, and I put it on the market, and I do the same thing, right? You know, we try to list aggressively. And so, you know, I had, you know, comped that property out all day long at 350 to 360. I marketed it and advertised it at 340 to come to the market a little bit.